You're listening to CJUM FM on 101.5 here in Winnipeg.
Welcome to the February 24th edition of Waxy's Dargle, your Celtic Connection Music Radio Show, coming to you here on Radio 101.5 UMFM. So try and hang in there for the next hour as we once again share with you what I feel is some of the best music out there with a Celtic edge to it. From both near and far. We're going to kick off today's show with one of my favorite Celtic rock bands from Toronto. They've been together since 1996. Here's Enter the Haggis, featuring the piping of Craig Downey with She Moved Through the Fair and a jig called The Blarney Pilgrim. Enter the Haggis, here on 101.5.
Thank you. down by Pomeroy, I met a pretty fair maid upon the mountainside. Says I, my pretty fair maid, your beauty shines clear. On this lonely mountain, I'm glad to see you here. Kind sir, she says, be civil and my company forsake, for it is my opinion that you are a rake. And if my father finds out, his anger I would fear, for keeping of your company all on these mountains here. No, I am no rake, but brought up in high degree, but I live a life of solitude here among the trees. And your beauty has ensnared me, I cannot pass you by. Do not be afraid of me all on these mountains high. This pretty little fair maid, she fell into a maze, as with eyes as bright as amber upon her I did gaze. And her ruby lips and rosy cheeks, they lost their former dye. She fell into my arms all on the mountains high. She came to again, and modestly she asked me, pray sir, what is your name? If you go in yon forest, my castle you may find. My name, as old as history, is Renardine. And now, my pretty fair maid, don't let your father know, for if you do, 'twill ruin you and prove your overthrow. And if that you should seek for me, perhaps you'll not me find. I'll be in my castle, inquire for Renardine. Her hair was black, her eyes were blue, her lips like ruby wine. And I smiled to gaze upon her sly bold Renardine. Sun and dark she followed after me, my teeth did brightly shine, as I led her o'er the mountain, sly bold Renardine.
If you're just joining me, my name is Lyle, and you're listening to Waxy's Dargle, your Celtic Connection music radio show, coming to you live here on your campus and community radio station 101.5 UMFM from the University of Manitoba. And as part of opening set on this afternoon's show, we just heard Mosaic, a multinational group made up of two Irishmen, Andy Irvin and Donna Looney, an American, Bruce Molsky, a Dutchman, Renz van der Zam, and a Hungarian, Nikola Parov. And we heard the vocals of Andy Irvin with Mosaic's arrangement of an old Irish ballad from the County Tyrone called The Ballad of Renardine. The album is titled Changing Trains. Before Mosaic, from Calgary, Alberta, a fine Celtic folk rock band by the name of Fair Haven. You heard a song called Travel That Road. The album is titled Better Days. Kicked off today's show with Toronto's Andrew the Haggis with a medley of two tunes, She Moves Through the Fair and The Blarney Pilgrim. That track featured the piping of Craig Downey, who is the only original member still performing with the band. The track came from Andrew the Haggis' debut album from 1998, Let the Wind Blow High. Once again, this is a good place to mention that if you have a special request or suggestions for any Celtic-flavored music that you would like to hear on upcoming Waxy's Dargo shows, or if you have any questions or comments about the music you're listening to on today's show, you can give me a call here at the station this afternoon at 204-269-UMFM. That's 269-8636. And you can always get in touch by sending an email to Waxies, that's spelled W-A-X-I-E-S, at shaw.ca. Let's take a short break, and then I'll be right back with music by Runa, Nuala Kennedy, and Maura O'Connell. So, stay with us. Up next, Runa, a fine Celtic folk group from Philadelphia that includes percussionist Cheryl Prasker, who was born and raised in Montreal. We're going to hear a track from Runa's brand new, I guess it's not brand new anymore, their fourth album. It's been out for a few years now. It's called Current Affairs, and we're going to hear their arrangement of a traditional song, Child Ballad Number 3, all about the false night upon the road. Runa, here on 101.5.
Bundles and playbooks, said the way college, wherein I was raised as a boy. And now for to leave you, it grieves me. I'll be far from you, lovely Armoy, by the banks yon bonny bush water, where the fishes swim neatly and fair. By those banks I have oftentimes wandered, of an evening when free from all care.
Song is blue.
That was Maura O'Connell, who was born and raised in the County Clare in Ireland. And Maura's first recorded appearance was as lead vocalist with the traditional Celtic group De Danann back in the early 1980s. She's been living in Nashville now since 1991. And we heard her cover of a song written by Jimmy McCarthy, a fine Irish singer-songwriter from Ireland's County Cork. The song was called Mystic Lipstick. And you can find this arrangement on a fine compilation album called A Woman's Heart, A Decade On. Before Maura O'Connell, Nuala Kennedy, who is recognized as one of the leading flute and whistle players in the UK today. And she has that fine blend of Irish and Scottish influences. She grew up in Dundalk, Ireland, and she now lives in Edinburgh. And we heard her arrangement of a traditional Irish song about the village of Armoy in the County Antrim. It was called Lovely Armoy. comes from an album that Nuala recorded back in 2016. It's called Behave the Bravest. Started that set with Philadelphia's Runa, with a track featuring the vocals of Shannon Lambert Ryan, a track from Runa's fourth album, Current Affairs, and we heard their arrangement of Child Ballad Number 3, a traditional song about a riddling exchange between a schoolboy and a false knight, i.e. the devil in disguise. It's called False Knight Upon the Road. A reminder that you can give me a call here at the studio this afternoon, so let me know what you think of the show. And any Celtic-flavored music that you would like to hear on upcoming Waxy's Dargle shows by calling 204-269-8636. And you can also get in touch by sending an email to Waxy's, that's spelled W-A-X-I-E-S, at shaw.ca. And as I like to mention at this time in the show, you can check out today's and past show playlists, as well as available Waxy's Dargle podcast by going to the programming schedule under the programming tab on the UMFM homepage, and that's umfm.com, and then scroll down to Waxy's Dargle at 5 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. And you can also check out our weekly playlists and like us on the Waxy's Dargle Facebook page at Waxy's Dargle Radio. Back to some more music. Up next, a song by Colleen Rainey, who was born in Seattle, Washington, spent some time in Portland, Oregon, and she's now living in Portland, Maine. We're going to hear her arrangement of a traditional song that comes from her debut solo album, Linnet. This time it's Child Ballad Number 238, and it's a song all about Jeannie O'Bethelny, Colleen Rainey, here on 101.5.
A pox on
that starts with you. Turn full circle when it's due, and the flame that warms your heart, burn with love and hold us when we part as true.
Teresa Horgan, a fine singer and flute player, originally from the County Cork, joined in by dingo guitarist Matt Griffin. We heard a song called May the Kindness. Comes from their debut recording, Brightest Sky Blue, they released in 2015. And Teresa is also the current lead vocalist for the Outside track. Before that, we heard Newfoundland's Tickle Harbor with the Memory Waltz, a tune written by Newfoundland's Dave Panting, who performs with Rollins Cross. The album from 1991 is titled The Brulé Boys of Paris. Started that set off with Portland, Maine's Colleen Rainey with her arrangement of a traditional song all about Genio Bethony. This is Child Ballad number 238, and it's sometimes known as Glenn Logie. And this track came from Colleen's debut recording that she released back in 2008, simply titled Linnet. My name is Lyle, and you're listening to Waxy's Dargle, your Celtic Connection music radio show, coming to you here on your campus and community radio station, 101.5 UMFM. Let's take one more break, and then I'll be right back to wrap up today's show, so don't run away. You're invited to tune in again next Sunday right here on 101.5 at 5 o'clock for another hour of music with a Celtic edge to it. So until next time, thanks for being with us this afternoon. And remember that peace and love never go out of style. To take us out for today, first we have from Vancouver, B.C., the Clumsy Lovers. Going to hear their cover of a Shane McGowan song called If I Should Fall from Grace with God. Then we'll follow that up with Steph Jeremiah, a fine Irish-American flute player and singer who was born in New York and she now lives in Galway. And we're going to hear a medley of two hornpipes, the Blackbird and Murphy's, followed up by a reel called Happy Days of Easter. So good night. Take care. Have a great week. Until we catch you next time here on 101.5. Stay tuned for Gail up next with the Comfort Cafe. Here's the Clumsy Lovers and Steph Jeremiah. Bye for now.
It belongs to us and them, not to any of them.